One of the most remarkable aspects of the gospel we just heard is the way in which we heard it. This week is the only time that the gospel is proclaimed by someone besides a priest or deacon, that every individual in this church takes part. It's a great privilege, and it literally gives us a role in Christ's passion. But what do we say? What lines are given to us? Not this one, Barabbas. Hail, King of the Jews. Crucify him. Take him away, crucify him. We cry out for vengeance. We accuse his disciples. We gamble to see which one of us will get his cloak. We mock him, that we are the mob. And we cruelly assist in condemning Jesus to death. And the great irony, of course, is that we do it while clutching palms. That they're a reminder and an indictment. That while we are standing here crying out, crucify him, we are clutching the branches that we use to sing out, Hosanna. The palms reveal our very human duplicity. How easily we turn. How quickly we pivot from being faithful to faithless. From belief to doubt. From being disciples to being betrayers. That during the Last Supper in Luke's account, which we heard today, Peter said he would be willing to go to prison with Jesus, even to death with him. Yet a few hours later, that same evening, he denied Jesus. How quickly he changed. How quickly he turned when the pressure was on him. And he could make fine promises during the Last Supper. But when the crunch came, he decided to save his own skin. And we make fine promises to Jesus here. And the crunch for us comes when temptation comes our way. How do we react? Do we cave in to the pressure like Peter? Or do we stand by Jesus like the women and John and go right to the cross? Peter heard the cock crow after he denied Jesus. But our world is so addicted to sin that maybe we don't even hear our conscience crowing anymore when we sin. And we start acting like angels singing Hosanna, but we end up being just like the mob. The passion of Jesus moves us because it's we who have inflicted the suffering on Jesus. It's not just the chief priests. It's not just the cruel Roman soldiers who brought the suffering on Jesus. It was our sins that inflicted this suffering on Jesus. There's no past, present, or future for Jesus. He's outside of time. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we sin, we crucify our Lord. We nail him again. And so then the account of the passion of Jesus moves us to flee from sin, to leave sin behind. That's why we go and receive the sacrament of penance during Lent, during this Holy Week. The passion of Jesus shows up for what we are, sinners who have crucified our Lord. And in the sacrament of penance, we turn to Jesus again and ask for his mercy. For through his passion, we receive forgiveness. Through his wounds, we are healed. That when we are hurt by things in our own life and hurt by what we see happening in the world around us and need answers and healing and reassurance, let us turn to meditating on the passion of Christ and find the answer there. That through his wounds we are healed. In fact, in Luke's account of the Passion, which we heard, that there were two occurrences of healing that were recorded only by Luke. That Jesus healed the ear of the high priest's servant, which was wounded during that fray in Gethsemane. And then secondly, that enmity between Herod and Pilate was healed. That they were no longer enemies, but friends from that day forth. That during the week ahead, meditate on the passion of Jesus. Let it become a source of healing for you also. Do not waste this week. Spend this week with Jesus meditating on his passion. Come to the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. The celebration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday, an Easter vigil on Holy Saturday night. The crowd which welcomed Jesus with palms turned against him just as quickly and abandoned Jesus. Peter, too, turned from Jesus to save himself. Do we hear our conscience crowing anymore when we sin? See what we have done to Jesus. Flee from sin and be healed. Through his wounds we are healed. We are part of the body of Christ. And to do that, to be part of him, we have to be on the cross with him. To be a member of the church is to carry the mantle of both the worst sin and the finest heroism of the soul. Because the church always looks exactly like it looked at the original crucifixion. God hung among the thieves. And all we can do sometimes is to echo the words of the one thief we just heard in the gospel. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That moment is the only one in any of the gospels that someone calls Jesus by his given name. Maybe it is because that at this moment, the hour of his death, he is the most like us. He hangs there, stripped, beaten, and betrayed. He hangs among thieves. This is what we have done to our God. And this is what we continue today, even now. And in our own brokenness and sinfulness, we ask that he remember us. We pray that we, who often deserve to be forgotten, may be remembered by our God. And so on this day, we remember. We remember Christ's journey to the cross, which began with his journey into Jerusalem. We remember our role in his passion, our own sinfulness. That as our participation in this gospel emphasizes, we helped send him to Calvary. He died for us. He died because of us. And yet, as we mark the days leading up to Easter, we remember too that we are called to be something else. As a people, as a church, as we journey forward this Holy Week, let us look at these palms and remind ourselves of this beautiful, hopeful truth. That we may be the voice of the mob. We may too often act like thieves. But we have it within ourselves to be more. That we can sing hosannas. That we must act like the holy people that God has called us to be. That we must use that grace he gave us on the day of our baptism to be those holy people, to become the saints that we are destined to be one day in heaven.